Well, today in Woburn, a mystery revealed, sort of. After tapping through old solder and pulling out old screws, and eventually cutting with tin snips, archivists opened up a century-old time capsule tucked inside a copper box that once lay hidden within the head of the lion that sat atop Boston's old state house. And inside...
there appears to be a book right at the top.
A bright, red, well-preserved book, which was, to put it simply...
the book is a bit of a surprise.
Elizabeth Rossio, the Bostonian Society's archivist, bubbled over with both surprise and excitement because historians thought they knew what the time capsule contained. A Boston Globe report from 1901 said the capsule would hold photographs, autographs from government officials, a population map, a letter from local reporters assigned to cover City Hall, old newspapers, and presidential campaign buttons. But no mention of a big red book. So what's actually in the time capsule underneath the book? We'll have to wait and see.
The surrounding papers are also pretty tight. It seems likely that we might have to bring this back to our archives where we can move a bit slowly and have a bit more space and a bit more of a controlled environment to really delve into this.
Rossio will begin removing and preserving the materials on Tuesday. And given that Boston has already waited 113 years to find out what's in the time capsule, we figure we'll find the patience to wait another week.
And we've got some great pictures of the partial reveal at WBUR.org. Stay with us. Coming up, what would it be like to work in an office of all men or all women? New research finds that some employees say they prefer same-gender environments, but that it's bad for the bottom line. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.